Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Admission Insight, a podcast designed to give your family tips and insight into the independent school application process. I'm Billy Hawkey, Assistant Director of Admission and Financial Aid at the Pennington School, and I'm coming to you today from Deerfield, Massachusetts, on the campus of the Eagle Brook School, an all-boys boarding school, grades 6 through 9. And joining me today is Carl Konensbauer, the Assistant Head of School and the Director of Secondary School Placement. And today's topic is going to be providing families with some insight into that secondary school placement process and application process, geared more towards families looking at schools for the 2019-20 academic school year. And you'll learn some things from an expert about what you can do to prepare.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're going to show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything is gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
So, Carl, I thought we could start by sharing with families out there, what is your job as the Director of Secondary School Placement?
Well, my position is primarily to advise and to guide our students. We're unique in many respects because our school ends at grade 9, so many of the boys that I'm working with are applying for grade 10, which is a little bit off the normal track that most students and families think about with the secondary school process. So, but again, it's a process that we begin very early for them during their 8th grade year, and we start basically in February of the 8th grade year, and then we continue through the spring, and then it obviously gets very, very busy in the fall.
So it's the spring right now, and like you said, the busy time will really be in the fall, but what are your students and families doing now to kind of prepare themselves for the fall?
Right. Well, we start with meeting with our 8th graders. So once that meeting takes place with our parents and students in February, we have a day designed for parents to be here for a weekend, and we have that meeting in the early evening. So after that meeting, then we start meeting with boys in the springtime, and that will allow them to start to share their ideas and thoughts with me personally as to what they're expecting or what their expectations are for their secondary school search. In the meantime, I've heard from parents. We send out a questionnaire, and I'm seeking their advice or their suggestions as to how they would like to pursue various schools. So with parent input as well as student input with my meetings, we tend to merge those ideas because parents will have some schools in mind, students obviously have some schools in mind, and then I will put in a couple of suggestions if everything seems to be in a position for me to do that. If both parents and boy have given me what I consider very appropriate schools, I tend to not throw in any more schools at that point in time. We'll leave it. Generally, it's about a 10 to 12 schools that are recommended that they start researching in the spring and certainly over the summer.
And so when they are building that list, you've got students have one idea, parents have another idea, and then you might have your own ideas. Can you just talk a little bit about that process of eventually boiling it down to those 10 to 12?
Right.
What questions are you asking of the student and the parent to make sure they're thinking through things in the right way?
I use a lot of data that we have on hand, and again, this is early in the process, but I will take scores, SSAT results that we've secured for the boys. They take the test with us in January, so I use those SSAT scores. I then use where they are with their grades, weight of their transcript, and obviously looking at what parents might have in mind. But the bigger point that sends to narrow the list is the selectivity level of the schools that the boys and the parents may have selected or what I feel might be appropriate for them. So with that data, with the selectivity level of the schools, which I learn from the schools, I'm able to classify schools or put them in various categories such as a likely or a probable, maybe a reach and a far reach. These are terms that are fairly well associated with the college search as well. So we break it down into those four categories, and it's really based on a lot of input from parents and student, but also I have to take that data that I have at hand at that point. We don't start measuring in wild cards such as any type of legacy, any type of siblings that might be at schools. We also don't really get into too much with athletics or extracurriculars. That I really just want to start the process with very minimum information so we can at least establish a few schools that are going to be what I would say would be very good target schools.
Great. So a family who does not have the benefit of working with someone like yourself, they're not going to have the data on the SSAT scores and some of that information that you have. So what would you say to a family who is maybe at a public school without a secondary school placement officer, for them, what they can be doing in this stage to learn about schools that might be an appropriate fit?
It's an excellent question, and this is the bigger part of my job. And even though we're a private school and families, we see families that are new to the independent school process. Obviously, they're at Eagle Brook, and they've started that process with us. But there are many families that are just very, very unaware of how to find that school or find that list of schools. And the first thing I would say would be to steer away from the basic schools that so many people are familiar with in the independent boarding school at the secondary level. Many, many people know certainly schools such as Andover, Exeter, Deerfield, or Hotchkiss, or Choate. So I think those schools will always be out there for families to be able to gravitate towards. But my main idea for my families is to really dig deep with schools that they may not be that familiar with. It has gotten so much easier with websites, with the opportunity for schools to market themselves, for them to research these schools right online. They can do it in the comfort of their home, and they can certainly take the time to go through. You can basically go online and find any school. In other words, if you're looking for a school that may offer swimming, if that's a major interest of your son's or daughter, you can Google secondary boarding schools swimming, and you'll see 25, 30, 40 schools may pop up on that list. So there's a good starting point there. So I would really ask you to look at your son's interests or daughter's interests and then start to narrow that search down by virtue of what you're looking for in that school. And again, everything online right now is so much easier than it was in the past. Many schools do not have guidance counselors that can support this process for families. There are opportunities maybe for an educational consultant. There is a cost to that, but it's great. It's a sense of security when families can reach out to those consultants, and those consultants can kind of give them some kind of idea or second opinion as to what they're thinking about for the process. I don't envy anyone who's doing this solo. It is a very daunting process for some parts of it, and I would really urge that perhaps you can find some source to lean on. The best source, quite frankly, believe it or not, is the actual admissions office of the school. If you have a particular school in mind, or you've discovered a school that you think will be appropriate, feel free to call that admissions office. They're going to be very, very direct. They're going to be very honest. They're certainly looking out for the best interest of the candidates that are applying. And you can really rely on those schools to give you some good guidance and possible suggestions.
That's fantastic. So, Carl, is there one thing in particular that you advise your students to do in order to get the truest sense of the schools that they're applying to?
I think parents, if this is a serious process that you're going to endeavor to undertake, I would really listen to your son and daughter as to what they're seeking. It's difficult to carve yourself away from this, to allow your son and daughter to take more or less the lead or take charge of the process, but I think it's really important to listen to your youngster. And then I think you have to make some sacrifices by getting on the road and visiting these campuses. You're going to see some facilities that are beyond belief, and I think it's going to be very, very important for you to invest the time and effort into seeing as many schools as possible, or that your schedule will allow you to do. But until you get on the actual campus, it's going to be very hard to make that final assessment of a school. It's also wise to visit schools when they are in session. I know families will sometimes like to visit in the summertime, and that's great. I advise my families to do so, but that's more or less an idea just to get a sense of location. Where are they near towns? Where some of the opportunities that might fall with their facilities? where you can more or less go around the campus and kick the tires and check out the landscape. But it really comes down to the interview and the actual visit that you have to more or less coordinate with the admissions office. And then when you get on campus, just follow the lead of the admissions offices. These offices are genuine, they're sincere, they want the best for your child, and they're looking for the best for their school. And the overused word with all of this is fit, but it still applies. I've been doing this for about 20 years, and my first year when I started, we talked about fit, and I'm still talking about fit. So I think, again, I would highly recommend that you lean on the admissions people, but also take the advice of your children, and then again, get on the road and have some fun with these visits. These are fantastic schools to see, and I think you'll walk away with a much stronger feeling. I've had parents go, and they literally get out of the car, they're in the parking lot, they're walking to the admissions office, and all of a sudden they say, wow, this is the field that we're looking for. And it's just a magical journey in that respect, because there's no real concrete evidence as to why, but that feeling will be there if you take the time to visit a few schools.
That's great. Well, Carl, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. You've shared an incredible amount of information and insight to the secondary school application process, and I know families out there will find this valuable. So for everyone who tuned in, thanks for joining us on Admission Insight, and we'll catch you next time.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do.